From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There are reports of this week's California shootings possibly having a connection to Islamic State. U.S. media are reporting that one of the two suspects in the killing of 14 people in California was inspired by the Islamic State militant group. U.S. law enforcement sources told media that Tashfeen Malik, who went on a shooting rampage with her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, on Wednesday, pledged allegiance to Islamic State in a Facebook post. The New York Times reports there is no evidence the group directed Malik to carry out the attack. U.S. investigators are said to be studying evidence that Malik, a Pakistani native who had been living in Saudi Arabia when she married Farooq, had pledged allegiance to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The investigation is focused on the motive behind the attack, which also wounded 21 people during a holiday party at a social services agency in San Bernardino, California. Officials said they don't know what prompted Farooq and Malik to open fire on Farooq's co-workers, but have not ruled anything out. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria, answering France's appeal for help after last month's deadly Paris attacks. Lawmakers in Berlin voted 445 to 146 Friday to send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 military personnel to join the coalition against IS. However, German pilots will not join U.S., British, French, and Russian airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. Following the Paris attacks, French President Hollande appealed to the international community. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it may be possible to get Syria's government and rebel forces to cooperate against Islamic State militants even before an agreement is reached on when and how President Bashar al-Assad will relinquish power in his war-torn country. Kerry, who was in Athens Friday, said all sides in the Syrian civil war will only cooperate in fighting to suppress the Islamic State group if they are confident that a mutually acceptable solution about the Syrian leader's future is in sight. Otherwise, Kerry said, it would be extremely difficult to secure such cooperation.
The solution is to end the war. And the best way to deal with this crisis, as we have said again and again, is to make every step possible as fast as possible to bring about a ceasefire, get into the political discussion, and let Syrians decide the future of Syria through that discussion. That's our goal.
Senior State Department officials said Kerry's comments do not represent a shift in U.S. policy. The United States is striking down a key gender barrier, opening all of its military combat positions to women. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon has more on the historic announcement that could see women playing key combat roles in the fight against Islamic State.
Women have been risking their lives in places like Afghanistan and Iraq for years. Soon, they'll be able to join the fight on any front line.
To succeed in our mission of national defense, we cannot afford to cut ourselves off from half the country's talents and skills. We have to take full advantage of every individual who can meet our standards.
The order issued Thursday by Defense Secretary Ash Carter gives the U.S. military branches 30 days to open all positions to women, including all infantry units and special forces.
Now, more than ever, we cannot afford to have barriers limiting our access to talent.
Defense officials say, despite concerns, all key players are now on board, although it could be months before women are ready to jump into the most elite and dangerous jobs. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Two men who were denied entry to a nightclub later returned with others and firebombed it early, setting off a blaze that killed all 16 people who were trapped inside by smoke and flames, according to authorities in Cairo, Egypt. Terrorism was quickly ruled out as the cause of the attack at the El Sayed restaurant and club in Cairo's Agusa district. Egypt has been battling a growing Islamic insurgency in recent months. The overnight fire that came on the first day of the weekend and in Egypt also injured three other people. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.